That's a good art.
Unerase, Made in Palestine is an exhibition by Pawneke-based artist Emily Hartley Scudder, illustrator, maker and activist Pinky Fang, and multidisciplinary artist Nathan Tare, opening tonight at 250 Ponsonby Road. The exhibition began with Pinky's mother discovering a collection of imported vintage cosmetics at an estate sale in the Hawke's Bay, of which a variety of beauty products, deodorant, hair oil, baby powder, toothpaste and more were labelled Made in Palestine. Notably, the products are all from pre-1948, and a number of the brands are most likely European Zionist manufacturers who had immigrated to Palestine before rebranding their labelling to Made in Israel in 1948. Each product has been photographed, centering the Palestine label as an assertion of its ongoing existence that many still try to erase and refuse to officially recognize. To accompany, Nathan Tare has created a limited edition attar fragrance with notes of olive leaf and watermelon, which stands in stark contrast to many luxury perfume brands with entrenched Israeli interests. And Pinky Fang has made an accompanying pocket-sized beauty boycott zine to distribute, drawing attention to the corporate conglomerates on the boycott list who are parent companies of so many everyday toiletries. All proceeds from the exhibition go towards convoys of good for families in Gaza. I had a corridor with Emily Hartley Scudder about the making of Unerase Made in Palestine and the exhibition's co-papa. So, Unerase Made in Palestine started with a collection of imported vintage cosmetics that Pinky Fang's mother found at an estate sale in the Hawke's Bay, with each product labelled Made in Palestine and notably from pre-1948 before the Nakba. Do you want to firstly speak a bit more as to how this project came about?
Kia ora, thank you so much for having me on the show. So myself and my friend Pinky, we're both artists and obviously have, you know, been really paying attention to what's happening in Palestine and, you know, really struggling with knowing what to do. And she, her mum, collects vintage objects, furniture, all sorts, and has been for a number of years. And Pinky was going through some of her stuff, and they found that some cosmetics that Pinky's mum Sue had bought in the 70s actually had Made in Palestine on them. Palestine was their point of origin. And she was like, gosh, this is just such a, you know, fascinating thing to stumble upon. And she actually thought of me because I'm an artist who works with objects, cosmetics. I kind of do still lives and paintings and installations, but it's often around things to do with the body and kind of particularly around the bathroom and things like that for quite a while. So it was kind of perfect that we found these, and we kind of wanted to work out how we could, what we could do with them. And I thought just photographing them, getting in really close kind of with the macro lens and making these like a kind of really quite fun series of photos with almost referencing kind of commercial product photography with kind of droplets and colours and, you know, spilt makeup and powder and stuff in the background. Yeah, so that's kind of how it started. And then we wanted to form an exhibition and then also have the actual original objects on display as well.
I wanted to talk about this role of art and activism, because art has long played a strong role in activism, and artists have been instrumental in raising awareness to a cause or questioning the status quo and provoking thought and reconsideration. For you as an artist, where do you see your role in this, particularly with this exhibition? Or why do you think art is so great for provoking and continuing such important korero?
I guess we have a responsibility to kind of do what we can. And I guess the great thing about being an artist is that, like, you choose what you want to make your artwork about in some ways. And while it can be quite hard to shoehorn particular things into a practice, and it doesn't, not all art does have to be political, but if it doesn't really quite fit with what your practice does is exploring, I think it's important to actually just kind of get out there yourself and spread the word and go to protests and whatnot. And if you do have some kind of a platform because of your practice, it's kind of using that to share, to spread the word and share awareness and kind of keep people talking about Palestine in this case. For me, this was just kind of
in a bit of in a moment where the stars aligned, because it actually kind of fits in with my larger practice at the same time. So it was really amazing to kind of come together with Pinky and just realize like, oh, I can actually kind of use some of my skills as an artist and, some of the things that I know about organizing events, putting on exhibitions, and actually do that as part of it and to raise money as well. So we're selling photographs and we also have a beauty boycott zine that Pinky's developed. So it's like a pocket-sized zine, and it basically draws your attention to all of the toiletries and everyday products that should be boycotted because they have links to Israeli interests and making money that goes towards the Israeli government, and basically that's obviously not a good thing. So so we're kind of using that using these products, that these vintage products that we found as a starting point, and then kind of bringing that into the contemporary making people really think about what products they use. And actually another really special component of the show is we've also collaborated with Nathan Tade, who is a just wonderful artist who actually works with scents and makes perfumes and all sorts of smelly things as for artworks, but also for sale. And he's made a really, really special attar fragrance, which is a really pure perfume oil in a Middle Eastern kind of style, and we'll also be selling those, and he's actually titled it Samud, which is actually a word for Palestinian kind of resistance. And that's like a really wonderful component as well, as kind of this like resistance and activist, but that we can kind of come at it with in quite a different way than you usually would, which is nice.
Totally. And I did want to speak to each of those elements a little bit more. With the photographs, you kind of touched on it a bit earlier, but they've each been photographed so beautifully with this clear focus on the product itself. But I wanted to ask about how the photographs have been placed, how the products have been placed for photographing. Some of them are seen with the fishnet pattern of the kefir, others with a velvet backdrop and other patterns. Can you tell me a bit more about those choices?
Yeah, so I have a whole collection of different coloured paper and different kind of fake tiles and textures and whatnot in my studio, and was kind of perfect for creating these backdrops, because I often take photographs of kind of objects for often to make paintings from, but kind of perfect for these objects too. So what I did, I really like just kind of doing everything in camera where I can, and so I kind of chose these backgrounds, and it was wonderful to be able to bring in the kefir pattern as well. So it's all very lo-fi. I literally kind of arrange them on a tabletop, and I actually have layers of perspex that I kind of prop up at different levels so I can play around with the depth of field, and then I've shot them from above, but I've kind of carefully propped the object so some of them look like they're kind of coming forward at you, and that's created by that kind of layering. And so I've been able to have a lot of fun with that really shallow depth of field and kind of have these objects almost floating and in this kind of otherworldly way. So so that was a really fun way to experiment, just really capturing that label that says produce of Palestine or made in Palestine, which is fantastic. And actually for this show I've actually taken 12 new photographs, because we did do this exhibition, a version of it last year in Wellington, in Te Whanganui o Tara, which was wonderful. But we wanted to build on it as well. So, it was so lucky during the last exhibition, we just so happened to uncover more of these objects when Pinky got access to her father's, I think it was his boat shed, that had all of this other stuff that was had been hidden away.
Wow.
And she actually managed to find like an original olive oil tin, which is obviously super special because of
being the home of the olive. So that's a new photograph in the show that I think people are going to love, and that has the keffiyeh in the background. And yeah, I think it's really interesting just thinking about these objects that a lot of them, they would have changed their labelling to made in Israel after 1948. And yeah, there's kind of a mix of brands. Some of them were, tried to do some research, some of them were European kind of Zionist manufacturers that kind of immigrated to Palestine and kind of started industry there. But obviously it was Palestine, so they were still using that on their labelling. And I think it was really fascinating to just really think about, I guess, the capitalist dimensions of, you know, of Palestine and, or, you know, of colonisation, and kind of how industry and all of that really does contribute to like colonial projects and how that kind of links to places like Aotearoa as well, kind of, you know, going to a place and kind of seeing all these resources and then working out how they can, you know, use them, take them in creating their new kind of colonial version of what they want to create. So, yeah, so I think it's, you know, they're kind of these beautiful photographs on the surface, but then, yeah, I think the existence of these products have you really thinking about, have you thinking about kind of colonization and, they were imported to a shop in Hastings in the 1930s, and we actually managed to find a ad that the shop put in the Hawke's Bay Tribune at the time, and it said Palestine is the land of milk and honey, and Palestine means quality. So we thought that was a really interesting component as well, this kind of like land that's rich in resources, and then how that also links to Aotearoa, because that's kind of also a term that we learnt in high school or potentially around how Aotearoa was this land, you know, land of milk and honey, with all of these resources to be kind of tapped into, and how that was kind of synonymous with, you know, the colonization of Aotearoa. So, yeah, there's some interesting conversations to be had, but also hopefully some beautiful photographs and also like this amazing attar perfume oil, this kind of fighting resistance perfume that people can smell.
Totally. And I think that really nicely leads on to my last question, just to kind of sum up our corridor. This exhibition offers up this collection of artifacts to spark and prolong dialogue around Palestine's history and Israel's ongoing war in Gaza. And this, of course, is for a very important kaupapa, and all proceeds from the fundraiser go towards Convoys of Good for Families in Gaza. Ultimately, how do you hope viewers engage with and respond to the show?
I just really love them to, I guess, to look at what we've made, but also really, really think about what's going on, and maybe this is a way to talk about it. It's a kind of a different way in, because obviously it's so awful what's happening, and sometimes it's just so hard to even comprehend. So in some ways, hopefully this is potentially maybe some sort of something that can be a bit uplifting, perhaps. People can show their support and buy a photograph or buy a fragrance, that money will go towards Convoys of Good, which is a fairly new New Zealand registered charity, but it works give money, get money for food for families in Gaza. So I think it's nice that people can maybe take some things away as well, and maybe bring some artworks into their home that kind of represent how they feel about the world as well. So so it actually opens this Friday, so that will be tonight, 6 to 8 p.m. at 250 Ponsonby Road. The show is just on for 2 weeks, so limited time. It's on from the 28th
of June to the 12th of July, and the hours were open Wednesday to Sunday, 12 to 6 p.m. And there's an online store that's live as well. You can find it through kind of my Instagram, and that, yeah, we'll be taking print orders and selling the perfume for the 2 weeks. And oh, there's also a floor talk with myself and art historian Liz Eastman this Sunday, the 29th at 3 p.m. And we just kind of chat about the project, but also talk about how censorship is often quite a large problem when it comes to art projects and talking about Palestine and yeah, and just kind of the crazy things that have happened with censorship, but also, you know, what we can try and do as artists and, you know, being in this art community that holds itself up as being people who can make a difference, but also, you know, can always work harder, for sure.
That was artist Emily Hartley-Scudder speaking to me about Unarrays Made in Palestine, a fundraiser exhibition opening tonight from 6 till 8 p.m. at 250 Ponsonby Road.